According to the Wall Street Journal, the world has about 10,000 active taxonomists. Not a great number when you consider how much there is to be recorded. But, the journal adds, because of the cost, about $2,000 per species, and paperwork, only about 15,000 new species of all types are logged per year. It's not a biodiversity crisis, it's a taxonomist crisis, barks Cohen Mace, Belgian-born head of invertebrates at the Kenyan National Museum in Nairobi, whom I met briefly on a visit to the country in the autumn of 2002. Well, there were no specialized taxonomists in the whole of Africa, he told me. There was one in the Ivory Coast, but I think he has retired, he said. It takes 8 to 10 years to train a taxonomist, but none are coming along in Africa. They are the real fossils, Mace added. He himself was to be let go at the end of the year, he said. After 7 years in Kenya, his contract was not being renewed. No funds, Mace explained. Writing in the journal Nature last year, the British biologist G. H. Godfrey noted that there is a chronic lack of prestige and resources for taxonomists everywhere. In consequence, many species are being described poorly in isolated publications with no attempt to relate a new taxon to existing species and classifications. The formal word for zoological categories such as phylum or genus, the plural is taxa.